everyone, and thank you very, very much for coming. I'd just like to begin by saying, if there's any questions or any comments you'd like to make, Mr. Shemath this year, please feel free. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, there are four areas that requires chizuk. Four areas of our mitzvahs, and that is Talmud Torah, Derech Eretz, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chesed. Four areas that we need chizuk, and Rashi says Tumid, 24/7. Not just Erev Yom Kippur, not by Nilo. 24/7 we need chizuk. I'd like this evening to focus on one of the four, and that is Tefillah. To focus on Tefillah, that to mechazik ourselves and to make it more alive, more of a feeling. We mispallel, Baruch Hashem, we do mispallel, we do mispallel. It should be with a greater feeling. The Gemara in Brachos tells us the idea of tefillah is found from Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'Yam Mesebecha. Kaveh El Hashem. Give your hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak V'Yam Mesebecha. This was said Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, Chazak V'Yemotz. Yeshua needs chizuk, and we surely need chizuk. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, more mentions that Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Imro Adam Shispal Velo Nena. He's mispal for various things, for parnasa, for a shidduch, to do well in class, his grades, to get a position. It's not helping. I dive in 3-4 times, it's not helping. What does he say? Choyzim ispal, daven again. Again and again. You see what Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was destined, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he was mispal, mischanan Hashem. No! However, lo Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, don't mispal again. Stop right there. Because if you do, you'll live another 115 years, another 115 years, Chazal say, and you would go to Eretz Yisrael. Don't give up. Went to a person's house, took a piece of kugel. He said, take more kugel, one piece. Kugel is Gematria Shabbos. I don't think so. Shabbos is 702. Kugel's on 109, 193. Right. Eat more kugel! Eat more kugel, you'll get Shabbos. More, more, more. Not to be Ayish. I give up. You may not know that word, and you don't have to know that word. Yeish is a womanish word in Gemoras. But don't you ever put it in Orachayim. Don't put it in Halach Lamais. Never practice it. Never practice that word. I give up. I give up hope. I have no hope. Mispallel, mispallel, mispallel. Let's try to explain ourselves. What do we mean by tefillah? The Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Tefillah, says as follows. There's a mitzvah that's saying mispallel b'choyom, every day. According to the Rambam, in the Torah once, the Rabbanan 3 times. According to Ramban, there's no mitzvah to mispallel every day. Ramban doesn't hold it to the Torah? Sure he does. The eighth sorrow. When it comes to tragedy, that's the time when Minat Torah should respond. Where is the source of the Rambam? The source of the Rambam is Shinemar Vavatim Hashem Lakechem. Vavatim Hashem Lakechem. Ulof the B'chol Vavach Monashchem. Avodah means work. Work! Work is Tefillah. That's the Mokar. Levatim, you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah. And that's hard work. It doesn't mean physical. It means with your mind, with your mouth, concentration. From Hashem Svosai Tiftach till the end, Yerushim are free to concentrate all the time on every word. Not only translation, but you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's work. That's work. Have kavod for Brichas Kriyishma, for Pesukim Yizimra, for a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam, to have kavana. That just is habitual. It's just one of my habits. That's work. That's hard work. Don't say we're not working. What do you want to be when you grow up? A working boy or a learning boy? Oh boy. That's not the phrase anymore. Cut that out. What do you want to be when you grow up? A learning boy or an earning boy? But don't say I'm not a working boy. A boy that learns is not a working boy? He sure is. To be able to concentrate, to sit and concentrate, that's work. You're not an earning boy. You may not have to pay income tax, or deductions, or insurance policies, and medical bills, and all that. But you're a working boy. And I'd like to explain this. What is tefillah? What is tefillah? To bow. Say the words. We learn from the Emos. Future mothers are sitting right here. And that is, it says by Chana, Ke'eshbach es tafshi l'fnei Hashem. Ke'eshbach es nafshi, my nefesh. I poured my nefesh, my nefesh. Where is the nefesh? Could you tell me exactly? Could you show it to us now? Where's the nefesh? My nefesh. Something is hidden. Ve'eshbruch has nafshi l'fnei Hashem. This is what truly is. Our nefesh. Rav Volbi said, Big Bal Musar, that an animal can do everything a human being can do. Eat and sleep, make intelligent sounds, laugh. But there's one thing an animal cannot do. Smile. A person is giving a shiur, and you've seen it also. Very complex, very difficult. And the person is smiling. Why do you smile? What's so amusing? Smile comes from the nefesh. An animal does not have a nefesh. You see your wife on Yom Kippur by Nila. You're married 50 years. You see your wife, you smile. What are you smiling about? Today's Yom Kippur. Today's Yom Kippur. It's Nila. You see her on Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av is a sad day. I see my wife, I smile. I smile. I can't help it. It's my nefesh. It's my nefesh. No jokes. It's inside. It's not controllable. It's my nefesh. And that's what tefillah has to bring out, the nefesh of the person. The nefesh. And we learn from Chana. We learn from Emos. That's the treasure. Because Baruch Hu loves the tefillos Mishal Sadikim. And who is referring to? If not to Rivka, to Sarah. Imenu. That's just Rivka. Imenu, my mommy, my mommy, my mommy, my ima. Rivka. The nefesh. This is what we have to work on. Tefillah is the nefesh. See the difference? When a child is born, and a child that's a few years old, he smiles and recognizes you. If you give them something, give them a lollipop. When they reach a higher age, and what a thrill when the baby recognizes mommy. Mommy. Ima, Abba, Tati, mommy. What is that? What is that? That is, according to one shot, Yom Higomes Yisrael Beno is referring to Avram and Yisrael. He made a suda. There's a time, not when he was 8 days old, one says that's true, when he stopped nursing. He stopped nursing and gave him oatmeal cereal. When you give oatmeal cereal, a child's old enough to say, Abba and Ima. Wow. He called me Abba. He called me Ima. What a thrill. He recognizes me. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like we're playing. Why? Of course, Baruch Hu needed fathers and mothers. The way a father has a feeling for a child, if something's wrong with him, he doesn't. And a mother, does so much. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haftorah tells us, in the Chuk Beis HaMikdash, we read this Haftorah, or Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will menachem, is comfort us, after Chorbanos, ki imo, like a mother. Rav Soloveitchik explains, why do you medame a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a woman and not to a man? The Chama will come like a woman. So he gave the following example. The man works all day, comes home at night, and the children are there, the baby, the children, and he has a great time. Goes into the room and plays with them in their lap for 15, 20 minutes he's with the baby. Then all of a sudden, husband, the father, gives a screams. Tells his wife, come here. Chaya, come here. Miriam, come here, right away. Emergency. Drops, comes in through the room. Gives him, he has to be changed. He needs a diaper change. Take him, a diaper change. But for me, when things are good, yes. When things are not good, A diaper change! It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then a mother. And the father doesn't want to do it. It's not pleasant, that's for sure. It's not pleasant. Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to feel that Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. He's our father. And when we realize that, and of course, when we realize that causes us Abba, and we realize that Avraham Avinu, Chazal say, you're probably aware of this, he was Makar Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he saw a fire in a home. So right away he said, who's the Baal HaBir? Who's responsible for that? We think we come into this world to get as much as you can, squeeze out happiness, as long as you're happy. Happy means you're taking and taking. Health, success, materialism, take. Nothing wrong with that. But who's giving it to you? Who's the Baal HaBir? Who's giving you all this? Avraham Avinu came to this Hakara, there's a Baal HaBir. The Makir, there's a Baal HaBir. There's someone underneath, something controlling. The Koyach HaTefillah should be the catalyst, should be the way, the derech, to come to Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, the Hanavi says, Hi Hashem, Hashem, Mati Lufani, he's standing in front of me, to be able to feel that, to experience that, to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is standing in front of you, he's concerned about you. This requires a lathe. This requires the heart. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. The Gemara says, Kol Omer Baruch Hu. Has to be two things. Shem HaMalchus. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Sometimes we slur the words. We have to work on our brachas. I didn't come here to tell you to say Baruch Hu. Work on that Baruch Hu. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So the obvious question is, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a melech, the Parsha tells us in Shoftim, Shom Tosim Olech HaMelech. You should make a melech. Meaning, a melech shemocha al kavodo ein kavodo moch. A melech cannot pardon a person. if you spit in the face of Dovra Melech and Shlomo Melech, he cannot excuse you. Melech Shemocha. If that's the case, how can a Kodesh Baruch Hu be a Melech Mocha? We see a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Melech Mocha v'Soleach. He forgives. He can't forgive if he observes the Torah. If he observes the Torah, Torah says the Melech cannot forgive. So how can a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive us? There's no answer to that question. No answer. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Melech, there's no answer. It's not Melech for me. It's Oveinu Malkeinu. Yes, you're a Melech, but you're an Oveinu, an Avarachamon. You're not only a Melech. Some Tosem Melech a Melech. Not only Midas Adin, you're Midas Harachamim. You're an Avarachamim. Both. I can't understand that. How can it be both? That's the first book. Avarachamim. He's an Avarachamim. You know, a person in a very serious operation, very serious, is do or die. The family sat outside for 12 hours. Smile, hoping. And after 12 hours, the doctor came out. New doctor, tell us. The doctor answered, "It's in God's hands." Oh, boy. Once you hear that, you call the Hever Chadisha and get a place for a plot for a cemetery. It's in God's hands. Tell me if you have a cut. A child fell down, hurt himself, injured his foot. Goes to the doctor. No doctor, what's the answer? It's in God's hands! Really? Yes, everything's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. Only death is in God's hands. That means we're finished now. Now, God, you take over. You take over, God. You take over. We're top surgeons, and we can't do anything with him. It's in God's hands. Oh, it's Nochalein already. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And we live not that way. That common cold is in God's hands. We get up in the morning, it's in God's hands. We live all the time in God's hands. Not after such an operation. We're speaking now about tefillah. We're not getting to the point. And that is, how do we work on our tefillah? How do we make it a tefillah tefillah? You mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam says that's an avodah. What does that mean? So look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch mentions as follows. The Siman Sarechess, 98. On the spousor shechave libo perish anus. Shemozi b'sfosim. The translation of the words that he says in tefillah, and all the parts of davening, the zimra, the introduction, the yashiv kil shchina kenegdo, especially when he davens, he should have in mind that he's standing in front of the shchina. He's standing in front of Ramelech. Today it's a little difficult, because we don't have the concept of Ramelech. Can you imagine a king that invited his wife to a party, and the wife didn't come? What did he do? He killed her. Achashverosh. Vashti didn't come to the party, so divorce her. Killed her! That's a king. Pachem Chodim. Oh, that's Pachem Chodim. Today, no one, even Donald Trump, doesn't have that power. Some say that he has a certain type of power, the president, because he has the right to pardon a person from jail. If Trump says, release this person, then he's released. He's released. That's certain powers he has, and no one can stop him. No one can disagree with him. We have to feel that we're standing in front of a Melech. And having the words, more than that, makshav l'kavanosa l'tfilosa. How is that possible? L'maisa. Amar fi ha-melech, so you have to have kavana. Kavana, that you're standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you should have two kavanas. One kavana is pirush ha-milos, the translation of the words, at least for the first avos, at least, that's number one. And number two, for the pirush of the shemos, Baruchat Hashem, Hashem, Ho Yehovah V'yeh, because Baruch Hu is past, present, future, and obviously has the koiches of our koich. Elikim, when you say Elikim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a takif, has a power, has a midas din, has rachman. It says Elikim, it says Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibur, Hanora. Four words: Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibur, Hanora. Hokel is midas rachman. Hagodol is midas chesed. Hagibur is midas din. The Hanora is a word that we use all the time, and there's a translation. Awesome. Awesome. That's an awesome dress. Awesome. What does awesome mean? It has its marachamim and din. That's awesome. Hanora. You're a midas din and midas rachamim. You're a vinu malkeinu. You're a vinu malkeinu. If you think of this when we're davening, a mice. Stand in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That you're about rachamim, about chesed, about din, and also awesome, nora, din and rachamim together. How can that be? How can that be? If you didn't have rachamim, didn't know. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Din api rachamim. Like a father that schooled a child. Yes, he may hit the child, but there's rachamim, there's rachmanis. It's not revenge, it's not out of hate. It's a love. I love you. I love you. When Talmud said to his Rebbe, "You don't like me, Rebbe. How can you say that? You never scolded me, you never hit me. Everyone else you scolded, you really let go." That's rachman. It shows a love. So the first thing is that you have this kavanah. More important than that. More important. That is, what is tefillah? Mechaber says, "Yispal derech tachnunim kerosh hamabakish bePesach benachas." You should daven like a poor person begging for food. We don't know Yiddish too well. But there's one word we know, very nasty and disgusting. We all know it in Yiddish. What's that? A schnorr. A schnorr! Person goes ahead and has 3-4 nice dresses, and her friend comes in. "Can I borrow your dress tonight? I'm going on a date. Can I borrow this? Can I borrow your jewelry? Can I borrow this? She never gives me anything, but I'm going on a drive. I'm taking a cab, taxi. Going to a certain area. Can I go with you? You pay the bill. No, just have a ride. I snore. Takes everything. Oh, we got something extra. Can I have it? Can I have this? Can I have that? Weesh. Snore. I want to marry a rich man. He can provide all the services, a maid and everything. I snore. Now, Bosai. This is what tefillah is. Where he snores. You go ahead and say again. And Aspal Rabokim, so he says, Aspal Derech Tachtunim Kurosh HaMavakish the Pesach. He's Mavakish. I need you, Kosh. I need you all the time, 24/7, all the time. I need you. I can't do a thing on my own. Can't do a thing. Take from the take. Schnorr comes around begging for money. He's got enough money in your pocket. You have money in your pocket. No. If I get something free, I'll do it. Walk 10 blocks now for free coffee. free. You see, that's just an idea. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, that is the major reason for tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person doesn't think that way, if a person says, I got up this morning, I was tired, I would like to sleep longer, but I didn't. Did you? Yes, I davened. Why did you daven? Because it's a mitzvah to daven, that's why I davened. To tell you the truth, I would not have davened this morning. Yes, I davened this morning, because it's a mitzvah. I hate putting on tefillin. Yes, I put on tefillin. In fact, if a person made a neder, I had made a neder not to have hanor from tefillin, and he puts on tefillin this morning, is he over? Does he violate the law of Liachel Devoro? Profaning your words? No. Why not? Because that's good for an apple. If I made a neder not to eat an apple, and I ate an apple, I'm over a law of what? You made a neder not to eat an apple, and you violated your vow. However, when it comes to tefillin, mitzvahs lav lehenesnit. This is not given for enjoyment. I enjoy this. Or this Shabbos I like. Yom Kippur I don't like so much. I don't like Yom Kippur. It's too difficult. This mitzvah is too difficult. This is easy. This is lav lehenesnit. It's all asavareinu. So that's what he's davening. I'll be honest with you. He just says all asavareinu. I don't want davening. I davened. I got it this morning. So Mishnah Berurah says don't do that. That's not the reason. And you're only yotze the yevet. You don't have to daven again. But that's not your reason to daven. Comes along the Bir Halacha and brings poskim. Brings poskim to say, poskim of the Bach, Eli Rabbo, the Mogen Giborim, and says that you're not yotze and you have to daven again. What? I daven this morning because I have to daven. That's why I daven. You're not yotze. That's not the purpose of davening. I need you. I need you. I need you. That's the purpose of davening. Many people get older. One of the reasons that they deteriorate is because they're not needed anymore. I'm not needed. My children, my grandchildren don't need me anymore. They're wealthier than I am. They're stronger than me. They don't need me. They don't need me. At least 7 days a week they don't need me. Maybe just for Pesach, they just sit at the Seder. But they don't need me. I'm not needed. I'm not needed. So you feel crushed. You feel crushed. I don't have to spend an hour explaining this. I don't have to explain this. It's the way I explain it. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu! Avinu Malkeinu! I'm not needed! I don't need you! I have a parnasa! I have a brain! I don't need you. That's the purpose of tefillah. I need you. Refoein Hashem v'nei rofein. Safon v'nei chatanu. I need you. Everything is tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. Not tefillah. You want to get a job? Don't sit in daven. Get a degree. Yes, that's the status. Shabbos, you have to make an effort. But at the end, it's the tefillos. Our tefillos, every single day, refoeinu. Atachonim das mamim nishmir chonim mitchodi azim mehaskel. Give us intelligence. Shmak oleinu chusrachim oleinu. Give us intelligence. Give us a feeling. That's the heart of the person. The leg of the person. Live a brach, well, live a boy. What do we say every morning? And the girls, they all say, the same b'lebeinu lohavim mehaskel. You want to do well in certain college? I would say you have to have a good mind, a good memory, a good mind, good study habits. Therefore, the same sichleinu lohavim ha'avir. My, give us a brain. I'm having a final tomorrow. Same sichleinu God. Give us a brain, a good memory, a good mind. Saint Sichleinu Lohavim Lahaskil. That's the one Chazal say. Don't listen to me. what does Seyman Beinu Lohamin Lasko? My lave! My lave! You have a good heart. With a good heart, you'll be able to get the heart of law school with a good heart. That's for Torah mitzvahs. Say Sechleinu, no, Seyman Beinu Lohamin Lasko. My lave! This is to work on that. Our emotions. I'm not an emotional person. I'm a cold fish. Even in July, I'm a cold fish. Cold, cold. I'm a cold fish. Could be, but not my heart. Don't say that about my heart. Say with pain. Give me, I want it. I want it. I don't want to be that way. But I have a heart of feeling when I dive in. Tefillah we learn for the women. You've heard this before. Apparently, not too long ago, there's an article written by a person who wasn't joking around. He made predictions what's going to be in the year 2170. 2017? What's going to be in 100 years from now? And he said he's 99%, he'll say 100% right. The garbage will be no more garbage collectors. Automatic, if you have automatic, just garbage. The Eretz Yisrael, maybe a half hour to an hour. Rocket ships, rockets. Cars, automatic. You sit in a car and learn Dafyan. He's 99% sure. He's 100% sure. And everyone will be here. You know, in many papers, you put down the time for candle lighting. You announce it on the radio, and the paper is candle lighting. So he said, in the year 2117, on February the 14th, Friday, at 5:07, in 100 years from now, the Jewish mothers and the girls will be lighting candles. Anyone disagree with that? That's for sure. That's not 90%. That's 100% sure. He's saying it's the date and the time. The date and the time. 100 years from now, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm sure. And what is this nearest? To make a bracha? Adik Sharon? Nearest Shal Shabbos? What is this? Mother covers her head. She's misspelled. The tears that come out of her mouth, her eyes. The tears, the feeling that shoveth all the tears. At that time, when a woman is misspelled, at that time, the Kinesis of Shabbos. It's not Yom Kippur, lady. It's not Yom Kippur. Heart. At that time, Yom Hashem will settle the Bech. This is the picture. This will be definitely. This will be definitely. Ma Hashem Shom Mimocha. What do you want from me? I want your wave. Tefillah is a way to work on this. To work on our tefillahs. Our emotions. Our feelings. Our davening. Have kavana. Say a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Lakeinu Melech Olam. Slowly. Focus and tefillah is not just for yeshiva boys. This drush is good for yeshiva boys. He talks that way. He says such things. For the tznua, we have to have pictures. For the tznua. Tefillah is for everyone. Now dvorim srichim chizuk. There are four areas that require chizuk. Tamid. All the time. Tefillah is a chilek for our life. Our routine every single day. Every single day. It should be a chilek. You pour out your heart and you're loud. In your davening, at the end of davening, certain tefillahs, personal bakashas, personal requests. People that are sick, you need this. Beautiful, you give yourself, because it's your nefesh, An animal can't do that. An animal can't do that. You want to die by sick, die sick. What is man? So the Mishnah says in the Zikin, Rabbi Kama, Arba Omis Zikin. There are four ways of damaging. Falling through a pit, being gored by an ox. The fourth one is a fire. And the third one is Mavet. What's Mavet? Mavet means either an animal destroys with his teeth, or Mavet is Adam, where a man does damage. So the obvious question is, if it's Adam, why didn't Misha say the word Adam? In Teboyim Bo, the word Mavet comes from the word prayer, to request. That is what man is. If you want to bisect and dissect, what is man? His brains? That's man. What's man over animal? The Kachat Tefillah. To connect. What is Tefillah? It's Mekash himself with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to be connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to be connected. It's Lucy Lucy. It says by Yaakov Avinu. He took over the Chari Mekashti. I took over Shechem with my sword and my bow. Really? As I'll say, no. With his tefillah, shlusi abusi, not hard b'hashdi, with my tefillah, with my kolach tefillah. That's what makes us unique. I did this. Don't ever do this. First came to Eretz Yisrael was after the Six Day War, and we were told they were going to give back the kolach. So one of these zoichim, this is the kolach of my lifetime. And I went, and I had my valise. Carry, went through the Israeli customs. He said, what do you have inside here? I said, I have weapons. Open up. There was talus and tefillin and sword. And they laughed. And they laughed. I will never do that again. Please, chas v'shalom, don't ever do that. They laughed. That's what it is. That's our weapons. That's our weapons. I didn't make this up. Chayim v'kash. You don't have to be a man. It's a woman. It's not for men. This is our Harvey Kashti. This is how we defend ourselves. This is how we live. We have to work on Tefillah to make up before you daven. Today I'm going to concentrate. I can't concentrate the whole daven. It's this Tefillah. This what come on. I'm going to daven anyways. Robbing enemies. Say a bracha anyways. Malach, you're an avar acham. You're a malach. Malach vorm sich v'chizuk. And don't think I'm talking to you. I'm actually talking to myself. And hopefully, that today we can mechazik ourselves, go in the higher madriga, in Avodas Hashem, especially to work on our tefillah. Avodah shemulev, avat mishem mekech is an avodah. Wow, it's an avodah. Oh yes. Affects not our minds, our hearts, our feelings. Give it up. You don't have to announce it. It's a private thing. You don't have to scream and yell. It's a private thing. You should work on this. And hopefully, we'll go to Milo Milo in the position. Thank you very much. The question over here for Laurel. Thank you very much.
Yes. And my brother also. Yeah.